Now it's.
Now it's working.
Okay, we're gonna call the Board of Equalization to order, and we're gonna stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Cherie?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes, here.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, we got the reorganization number one, nomination for the chairperson. And so we need to figure out who's going to be redoing the chair for the next year. And I think that looks like Bob wants to say something. Go ahead, Bob.
I nominate Scott Love as chair of the Board of Equalization Committee.
Okay. Second.
Okay, we got a motion by Bob and a second by Brian. Will you call roll on that, please?
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
I'll be honored to. Okay. B, nomination for the vice chair for the Board of Equalization. And I will make a motion to have Brian Van Berkum be my fearless wingman on the Board of Equalization.
I'll second that.
Yeah. Okay. Myself and Marty, will you call roll, please?
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. The consent agenda items, we got the approval of the previous minutes for December 27, 2022. Everybody has the minutes in front of them. There's any concerns or questions, but, and then also the approval of the time of the regular Board of Equalization meetings. And I don't know if it's something we talked about a few months back of the commissioner meetings, of changing the time to get it back a little bit for maybe people to be able to come to the meetings, if you recall of that. Obviously, the courthouse closes at 4:30, and you know, trying to if you did want to do the 5:00, which I think is too late, just because, I mean, we talked about you'll never make it perfect or happy for everybody. That's just the way it's going to be. They're going to have to figure it out. So I don't know what the board thinks about not only just this. The Board of Equalization, but what's our plans with the Board of Commissioners?
I don't think it would be fair to push it back to where courthouse employees would have to stay after their allotted time.
Right.
We've moved it back and forth, you know, from 1 to 3, and haven't noticed any difference, at least as far as I've noticed, just difference in attendance.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of formal discussion on a time change, so I'm perfectly fine with keeping this time, the Board of Equalization at 2:45, right before our 3:00 board meeting.
Do you think, with the time frame sometimes that we have, that's done in 5 minutes, do you think maybe we should do the Board of Equalization like at 2:55? Am I thinking outside the box here? And then,
how about 2:50, just 10 minutes?
You know, whatever. I mean, just because it'll...
Because, yeah, usually it's pretty fast.
Yeah. For the most part, it always is. And sometimes we're sitting here for 10 minutes. Or, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. It doesn't make any difference to me. If you want to leave at 2:45, leave at 2:45. You want to have 2:50, 2:55, whatever.
The only thing I would say, Scott, is that with the 2:45 time, sometimes between this meeting and the board meeting, there's a little time to maybe... make a phone call, do something on the fly.
Right, whatever you think, that's fine.
I mean, just thinking.
I think we should move the meetings.
Pardon?
I think we should move the meetings to 4, the actual board meeting to 4 and 3:45 for the equalization to reorder, whatever it is.
For the Board of Equalization,
yeah,
3:45.
I think, though, that most people, though, work till 5. I think we should think about or research getting one of those cameras just to put the meeting... An Eagle camera is what I got, or what I heard we could use just to let people know what's going on, and then we could just keep it the same.
And I think that's definitely on our... We've talked about that as well.
We should have camera. Yeah, we should have camera.
Yeah.
So, do we need...
we just need somebody to set a time and
So the courthouse closed at 4:30, right? Mm. So if the assessor's here or the treasurer's here and the meeting goes till 5:30, you know, I don't think it's fair to have them stay that extra hour to, you know, or their staff to stay that extra time. I don't know.
I can understand that.
Well, you can always move the agenda around if they were on the agenda for something. You can always move it around, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, the only downfall would be that the clerk is here. You know, other than that, you can move it around. It doesn't matter to me. I would have it at noon. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. So I'm just trying to make sure.
You're happy to be here.
I'm ecstatic to be here. I just want to make sure everybody's accommodated and everybody's okay with everything. But this is the time when this is discussed, and this is when it's set. So who's going to make what, and do you say where and how?
I'll make a motion that we keep the Board of Equalization starting at 2:45.
With the consent agenda items all complete, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay, we got a motion to keep the meetings at the 2:45 and the consent agenda items. We got Troy and Bob. Will you call roll, please?
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
No.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. New business, Christy. Assessor requesting approval of tax list correction.
So, I have two of Farm Credit Leasing. The first one's number 9971. They had called and said the planter for, I think it was Jerry Bacon, needed to be deleted off, and we didn't do it, so we gave him the correction on that one. And then, maybe that was the other. Oh, yeah, no. But I don't know what that was. Oh, it was a John Deere planter. I'm not sure who we had it on. But anyways, we deleted it off because I said it was gone. 9972 was we got rid of Jeremy Bacon. He didn't have it anymore, and we forgot to take it out. So they did get... Jeremy Bacon's we added. Forget that. Jeremy Bacon's we added. We forgot to add that one on, so we told him we would add it on, send him a new statement. 9971 is the one we took off.
9971 off.
Yeah.
And then 9972.
Yeah, 9972 is on. We made money on that one.
Okay.
Yep.
Any questions for Christy on the two corrections?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
Both tax list corrections.
We got a motion from Bob and a second from Troy. Will you call roll on the tax corrections that Christy just explained?
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, do we have any mail emergency business here? In fact?
I don't have any.
None? Zero? Do we have anybody from the public who would like to just say anything about the Board of Equalization? If not, it is 2:54. We are adjourned.
Technically, we should be making motions to adjourn.
Did you make a motion to adjourn?
Really? I've never heard that before.
That's by Robert's Rule of Orders, yes.
What's that?
That's what you're supposed to do with Robert's Rule Orders. Is.
Oh.
I know that pretty well.
So I would say you need a motion and a second to adjourn?
Yeah. You're supposed to, but that doesn't mean we have to, but.
I've never seen that before.
I know we do.
I wasn't here when that.
Yeah.
When we did the flyover thing,
and I don't know why.
And then they did it 2 years later. Was that fairly successful?
Nothing.
Did they
want
it?
We haven't even finished yet. Okay. Well, I noticed that you didn't have one. Yeah. Maybe you told Jim you didn't.
Okay.
You want one?
Cool.
I'll get you one.
Can we make it on my other? Can we give it for the one I already have to the police department? It looks just like that.
You know, I'll have to call that company and find out how to do that.
Okay.
It looks just like that.
Same thing.
I might just need
put a Sharpie on the back of it.
There's a couple numbers that I have to put in that they gave me with these fobs, so that's I would need.
I'm sure Greg Poinsen could.
Okay.
he's done it all for the police. Because I have the same one opens the school and all the schools and the police department and city hall and everything else.
Okay, so there's almost no place he can't go.
Right. There's no place
I want
to go.
You don't want to take that one.
I'll take it for now, but okay. I just was wondering if we could do it. Because I know the deputies, they're billing, theirs will open up to LAC and everything else.
Can you just have Greg show your points and email me the numbers
Yep.
off of your box, and I'll put that in the system and
cool.
Okay.
Worth a try. Just one less thing to worry. One less thing to carry.
Scott, and I'll get you one. I didn't know she didn't have one in the system. I thought, well, maybe he told Joan he didn't want
No, I guess. I mean, I have a key from prior
Sheree,
to whatever.
You didn't page.
What's your cell phone number?
Thank you.
Maybe you guys need to speak louder into your phone.
Okay.
Always hear Scott. Where's your microphone at? Oh, she's
back. I don't have a microphone.
Yeah, you're right. So I didn't realize until I was
Should be better now.
Not that we ever call on you.
Kind of a little tanner today. Have you been in the sun?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm done for a while. Well, my wife and I could do the Maui thing at the end of the month, but yeah, I was me and the kids went west this weekend.
Oh, that's right. The weekend.
Yeah.
Do you ever find a place out there?
No. Things are too high right now.
Great.
Yeah. Maybe someday it'll change again.
Yeah.
Maybe it will.
Not like the days when Stoner got his.
I know, right? You better hope not. That was a bad deal. It'll be worse next time.
Yeah, it was incredible. I think she did. But that's okay. We're
When I went to... When I was out there, I went to eat with them.
2 minutes away.
Went over for dinner to their house, and I was just like, I can't believe what you paid for this.
$78,000 is the most they paid for one. They're on tax rolls for about $3.5 million.
Yeah.
They bought them for... Yeah, they bought them for $75,000, $76,000.
What did they worth today?
Guy offered him for the one he was in. He had some water damage, and the contractor came out and told him he'd give him $400 for it without it being fixed. So,
nice profit margin if you want to sell it.
And back in 2008, I think they bought four of them.
I love the story how Mrs. Stone never bought a house in her life because she lived on the farm, lived with the military with
Oscar,
and then all of a sudden moved back to run the farm, and then all of a sudden she puts four different homes.
Yeah.
She bought four different homes in LA, first house she ever bought.
No, everything.
That was you don't hear of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have 3 o'clock. I'll call the Board of Commissioners meeting to order. We've done the pledge, so we will do the roll call then. Sheree.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Joy?
Here.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is the reorganization meeting. Item A is nomination for chairperson.
I would nominate Bob Giesen.
I'll second that.
All right. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Scott? Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Thank you. Item B, nominations for vice chair. I will nominate Troy Lonsby for that position.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
It's too quiet.
Thank you. Okay, then moving on to item two is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the amount, limit the time of comment. Any public comment on any item not on the agenda? Don?
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to welcome Marty and Brian to the Commissioner's Board. I look forward to working with you guys for the next 4 years along with the others that are on the board. I'm here today in regards to the deputy salaries. Stephanie Gatzmeyer, who is my deputy, has been in the Treasurer's Office since May of 2011 and became deputy in 2019. A person with 11 to 15 years experience should be at 75% of the salary of the elected official. For 2023, Stephanie's salary should be at $47,328.82, as it would be 75% of my salary. The resolution does not specify that it is required 11 to 15 years as a deputy. I understand that she is the highest paid deputy besides the attorney office. However, the amount she is getting is not reasonable. As an elected official, we should be able to pay our deputies and hourly employees on merit as long as it is approved in our budget. It's frustrating as an elected official not to be able to reward employees in our offices for what they deserve. By the board allowing a percentage across the board for deputies and our employees, it creates a toxic workplace. Someone that is not a quality employee receives the same pay as a star employee. The board does not know what the elected official's employees' work ethics are and their responsibilities. Several of us elected officials discussed this in our meeting that we had with Bob and Janet last year. Thanks to the hard work that Stephanie and I have done since I've been in office, we have received the best audit ever since the state auditors started the audits for Dakota County. Stephanie has worked every aspect of our office and is very deserving of the salary I mentioned. I understand that the budget has to be addressed and followed, and I'm asking that the board to seriously review the aspect of the deputy salary and hourly employee pay across the board raise situation. Thank you.
Any other public comment on any item not on the agenda? Seeing none, we will then move to the consent agenda, which any item may be removed by a commissioner for special discussion consideration. Unless there is an exception, these items will be approved as one with a single vote of the Board of Commissioners. We have a rather extensive list of consent agenda items, and some of these are one-time, yearly appointed. Unless the board has questions or concerns, there is one item that I would like to bring that is, we've been addressed. Item D, the renew pop machine agreement between Dakota County Employee Association and Dakota County Board of Commissioners. That is the fund that we use for flowers and employee appreciation dinner. That limit is set at $50, and it's been recommended to take that to $60. And that, to my knowledge, is the only change on any of these. We can go through these if you want me to read these. I certainly can. But
I mean, I don't think it's necessary. I don't know if you have to, but I mean, consent agenda items are all addressed with the days of holidays and et cetera. The newspaper, I mean, all the appointed officials.
Right.
Kim, is it okay if we just approve them?
Yes.
Okay. I will make a motion to approve the consent agenda items. It looks like that's number 3A through L.
Correct, with that one change to D.
With the one change on D for going from $50 bill to $60.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
It's going to happen.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Item 4 is new business and resolutions. Item A is approved resolution 23C-001 to make the appointment of the county representative to the governing board of Dakota County Public Safety Services Agency. Scott, I understand that is currently you, and so.
Okay. Yeah.
You're okay.
I started that from the get-go. I think once the when we did the bond and all that business, and they don't meet very often. So, but yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
So we need a motion to approve the resolution.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Is it somewhere inside my packet here?
4A.
I see it here, but I didn't know if it was in. This is all the consent agenda. Okay, there it is.
I'll second that. Motion by Brian, seconded by myself, to approve Scott as the county representative to the governing board of Dakota County Public Safety Services Agency. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Thank you. Item D, Don Bosque, Treasurer, semi-annual report showing receipts and disbursements of the Treasurer's Office for the last preceding 6 months ending December 31st.
Hi, Don.
Hi. I do have an update. The in lieu of tax, 5%, negative $20,989.51. They were in on Friday and took care of that, so that is now a zero balance. Any questions? No, I just have no, because it was last. This is correct as of December 31st, and that took place Friday, which is January. So that'd be fine if you can.
Any questions from the board?
I don't believe so. Okay. It's pretty. Let's see, 6 months.
Pretty routine.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then C, Don, we're not going to do C today. Correct on that pledge collateral.
Yep. Okay. Wait till next meeting.
Do we need to take action on B?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion on the treasurer's semi-annual report showing the receipts and disbursements. It's 6 months ending on December 31st, 2022. That's my motion, Chair.
Second.
A motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please. Sheree?
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Thank you. Motion carried. Item number 5, old business and miscellaneous. Jolene Googles, Highway Superintendent Road Report.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Jolene.
Hey.
Hello.
Total road maintenance. We had 31 hours out on the maintainer. Obviously not very much with as cold as it's been. 8 hours of overtime, 1 hour removing trees, 227.5 hours doing snow removal. We didn't haul any gravel or do anything with signs. And we had a couple calls for snow removal concerns on M Avenue, Old Highway 20, and a road north of Highway 12. So, for you new commissioners, this is the stuff that's done out on the road, not in the shop. So this is road work. Any questions?
Jolene, are we full staff now? I got a question from somebody, and I thought we were, but we
yes
are.
Yes and no. We have somebody gone on leave right now. We thought he'd be back last week, and he's not. So we're kind of up in the air whether he's deciding whether to come back to work at all or not. So
okay.
Who would that be?
Troy Madison.
We're down one operator then?
Kind of, yeah.
Maybe.
He's been gone for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Hopefully, he'll find out tomorrow whether he needs to be gone longer or plans on leaving. So.
Okay. Somebody asked me that, and I didn't know the answer to the question. So. Okay.
Good.
Anything else for Jolene? No.
Thank you. I don't have anything.
Thank you. No jail report. Correct. Item B.
I was hoping to read that.
Yeah, I know you were. So then, item C is board to make appointments for members, employees, public to serve on the following boards and working committees. So this is where I get to read them, Scott.
Okay. Yeah. You get to read them, and I have one question when it comes to me at the bottom.
Okay.
I'm just wondering myself, the more I think about it, if I would be a good candidate for the road committee. And the reason why I say that is because, I think I would be, and I have done it before. What do you think, Joey?
I think your name's already on there, isn't it?
Well, it is, because this is the new list. What do you say, Jolene?
I didn't say anything. Oh. Yeah. I mean, yeah, Scott was on there before. He worked well with the road department.
If you don't want to, Scott, I'm sure we can get somebody else to jump in.
Let's go on. Let's just figure it out.
Okay. Let's start us.
Sorry to.
That's all right. Well, that'll give us time to think about it as we get down to the.
Hey, maybe somebody will change something with me.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. Okay.
I don't know.
You don't want to be on it?
I don't know. The more I think about it.
Well, let's think about it when we get
Am I getting mowed this summer?
The union employees probably.
Shouldn't have to.
Won't like that.
I've done it for how many years?
I know, but if you were in the meeting we had with the union, you're taking a job away from one of the.
I understand. I've been down this dirt road before, and then all of a sudden, I understand how it all works. But yeah, I'm not. Okay, let's just go.
Okay.
Just go on.
So, just starting at the top, then area agency for aged advisory board. Lois Daniels is on that. That's no change. Area agency on, I had the 22 and 3 together, is myself. There's no change on that one. County Health Board, Scott, you are the, thank you, Shirley.
Are they okay with that? You guys okay with that?
Yes.
Scott is.
Hold on a second, there was a you. There was a you.
Why are we supposed to, you suck. Okay. No, you're fine. We'll love to have you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, Dakota County Public Safety Agency Governing Board is Scott. Goldenrod Regional Housing Agency is Joe O'Neill. No change there. North Star is Troy Lonsby. No change there. Northeast Nebraska Community Action Partnership is Tim Decker. No change. Planning and Zoning is Brian Van Berkum. If that's okay with you, Brian. RC&D is Brian as well. Some of these, Brian, meet maybe once a quarter.
Okay.
If at all, some of these. I mean, some aren't.
Planning and zoning tends to be a little bit more.
And when it?
In the evening.
Oh, perfect. That's fine.
So, with that being said, anything that you can't make or anybody can't make, any other board member, we will be more than happy to go for you to the meeting if we can. So, Did I say RC and D? Brian, that is you.
Mm-hmm.
Region 4 is Marty on that. Simcoe and Simcoe Board and Transportation is myself. That was Larry. American with Disabilities, Kim is on that and continues on that. Civil Defense is Scott Love, Dakota County Rural Development. Economic Development is myself. Emergency Closings, Sheriff, Scott, and Marty I have on that. Finance and Budget is myself and Marty.
If you'd really rather do the budget than the roads, Scott.
He's thinking. Growing Community Connections is Brian Van Berkum. Highway 35 is Scott. Keep Nebraska, Northeast Nebraska Beautiful is Scott as well. LEC Enforcement Center Board is Troy and Scott. Marty was on there as an at-large member, and so we need to appoint a at-large member who I don't have a name for an at-large member at the moment. So if we get one, if anybody wants to be on the...
I say Randy Grecken.
Would you want to do that?
Randy, would you be interested in serving on the LEC board?
I got time. I'd help.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Randy.
I second that motion.
Thanks for coming today. So we will then appoint Randy Grecken as the at-large member of the LEC board, and they meet, Scott or Troy, how often?
The second Tuesday every 3 months.
Yeah. Four meetings a year.
Yeah.
Four meetings a year?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Randy. Legislative is myself. Merit Commission is Scott Love. Personnel and Policies is Scott and Marty. Press Committee, myself and Cherie. Property Space Utilization, Scott and Troy. Road Committee is Troy and somebody. Scott, what are you thinking? You wanna switch?
I'll go with it for the time being and see what happens. We can always, if something doesn't work out, we can always make a change.
Okay. What's the possibility of things that wouldn't work out?
You never know. You just never know.
All
right. I'm not all there sometimes. You know this, right? I'm a screwball. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm a real nut job. You never know about what I can.
Okay, then we will, then, Scott, thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Scott and Troy, then we'll be on the road committee. Safety is Scott and Brian Van Berkum. Safety meets how often?
I think it's every quarter.
Quarterly, so 4 a year.
We'll show up like at 2 o'clock before the board meeting.
Oh.
Is that going to work for you?
Yeah, I'll make it work.
Okay, thank you. Stormwater Advisory Board is myself, and then Veterans Oversight Committee, Marty is going to do that one. Any changes, suggestions, thoughts? If not, thank you for your willingness to serve on those, and like I said, if you cannot make the meetings, one of us usually is available. But I think Marty made a good point earlier that one of the boards, I'm not sure which one it was, we do financially support an agency, and we went for several years, Marty, mm-hmm. with nobody attending the meeting. So that's just and I don't remember which one he said, but you know, I think we do need to make an effort to at least, and especially when we're supporting that organization, to be part of that. So with that being said, Kim, does that require board approval with those appointments? There's nothing that says no. Okay, so no approval necessary there. Item D, then, if those are okay with everybody, I don't hear anything. Okay. D, then, is county board make quarterly visit to the jail, which I think we're going to have time for today, if you guys can stick with us. So, brings us to item six, is commissioner committee report.
I don't have anything.
Nothing, Scott?
No, sir.
All right. Brian, probably early yet, but...
No, I don't have anything at this time.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
Okay. Marty, anything yet?
No, I do have one thing I want to say, though, that on Monday there's a meeting at South Sioux that we've been invited to, and the TIF attorney for South Sioux is going to be there. And any questions we have can be addressed at that time. And we're always, you know, we make a lot of mention about it. So if you can make it, I think it'd be a good opportunity to kind of see what the...
What time
is that going? It's at 5 o'clock.
5 is a regular meeting.
Yep.
I think we've advertised it as a... Mm-hmm. A special meeting for us, so...
If three or more are there, we're fine.
Right, right. So we're okay. But that's at 5 Monday, so thanks, Marty. And they've invited the school board, other business people, because there's a lot of questions about TIF, what they do and don't do and things like that. So and usually the county, we really have no say in their TIF projects. We're just kind of not an innocent bystander, but that's just a tool that the cities have.
I'm violated.
Right, and the cities do. So, anything else, Marty?
Nope.
No. Troy?
Nothing.
Okay.
Bystander, violated.
Let's see. So I have a couple things. Monday the 23rd, Cherie has sent out, that's our next meeting day. We have a insurance meeting at 8:30 in the morning, if any of you can make it. I know there's two of us for sure. Troy, I don't know if I talked to you or not, but... So we have Zell, who we have hired to do some HR things for us, did a RFP on our insurance, current insurance, what we have, sent out the specs, and we got ended up with four groups that are going to come and visit with us. It's going to take some time. As insurance conversations usually do, and especially when it comes to our county health insurance, I mean, it's a pretty big deal. It's a big cost. So anyway, that is the 23rd at 8:30 in the morning. And we've advertised it or have not yet, but it'll be part of our meeting, kind of like a BOE schedule for 8:30 that morning. We'll recess after that until the 3 o'clock. Board meeting. So if you can, great. Should be, I want to say riveting, but I don't know if there is such a thing as a riveting insurance meeting. But
that opens to the public, or
yes, it is.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob. And I haven't been around during the time frame that Zell has been part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody finding that is something that is working out well for the county? Is it worth the money that the county is spending, or what's the feeling of the board? Because I haven't gotten any impact.
They've been involved in some things. Cherie, you probably know more than the rest of us. Working with the clerk's office, I know they've worked with the road department on some things. I guess overall report card, Marty, I don't know.
How long a contract do we have with them?
Six months. And we must be halfway through.
Yeah, we got a couple months left to take the contract.
Right now.
It would be nice maybe to get a breakdown of who they are helping, because I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, they've helped us a little bit.
They've been here several times. I know they reach out to the offices and are available if anybody wants to has a problem, etc. with in their office. They are available to help that.
It would be nice to know what they've done for Dakota County, though.
Right. I agree.
And it's going to be real interesting to see how the health insurance, because, you know, they set this up to take it out to bid, so all the specs are the same. And so we're going to find out coming up, too.
Mm-hmm.
See how they do on that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which is a big, the health insurance, sure. the RFP on that, it's a big deal.
Absolutely.
And so that took them some time, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see what...
They're working on that. I think they're checking out, weren't they checking out the handbook, too? Just going through that, some things like that also.
So. We sent them on the website.
Hey, Troy. Give one to Marty, will you? Scott and Brian. These are just another thing on the committee reports. These are just for the entire board's sake. Our ARPA funds, what we have spent so far, Marty and Brian, these funds can be spent on really basically anything we do as a government entity, anything that falls under government services. So you'll see on the top half things that have been done. The bottom half are things that are pending. I just made a note over on the right there on the top where it says 2023 M Avenue, Lackawanna, and now a new water main project is kind of on the to-do list, I guess. As you can see by the street out here, that's still messed up. But anyway, I just wanted to bring an attention to you guys, especially is if you have any projects that you have in mind, you want to see done throughout the county, something that we would be able to do. I don't need to know today, or the board doesn't need to know today. But if you have anything you want done, bring that to the attention of. The board, all of the funds that we spend are all approved initially by the board for whatever we do, and that's the best plan going forward. So,
is there a time frame on when the ARPA money has to be spent by?
We have until December of 2024 to commit. And 2026 then to actually complete the project.
Okay.
We've had them for, when do we get the first shot of money? Early in the year, and then the second one was July. But anyway, so we got $3.8 million, you guys, just FYI. One of the things that I said and this board has done is we want to update offices, anything in the courthouse that we do, because really it's hopefully once in our lifetime thing with the ARPA funds. So we've done a lot of things, a lot of good. There's a lot of things on the radar yet. Windows will be in the spring. We're doing all the windows here in the courthouse. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you on what we've spent. What is pending, and then 2023 going forward, any suggestions you have for us? Do you have your hand up?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Our Homer shop, the roof leaks. So we got some bids last year looking into it, and that was anywhere to the extent of how far we wanted to go with the repairs was between $15,000 and $23,000. And then our operator over at Emerson says he's having issues there too. He's got to leave the door open a little bit because the water drains and then it melts, and if it freezes the door shut, we can't get in there. So there's some work that could be done on that device too.
Do we have those estimates, Jolene, on the roof?
I haven't done the estimates again.
Okay.
We were waiting to see, because we did some repairs ourselves to see if that would work, and they come here within the last month and said that.
Okay. Well, I've been telling the other offices that, you know, if you need, and I know, Don, there's that front wall in your office by the south window there that, you know, that needs work. If there's a project, you know, we're doing county court and district court in the near future, If there's something that needs done, I've been telling the elected officials to get the estimates, send them to the board, bring them to the board, because we'll probably approve them, because it's taking care of and improving the overall condition of the courthouse and our offices. So.
So who would you want? Make a call for a bid for insulating that wall. Take care of that. Or?
Marty.
Which wall is it?
This one. Front that front wall, Marty. Here, it's pretty thin, and with the windows going to be done.
Okay.
Don, I wish I had somebody off the top of my head to call, but I mean Marty knows
stuff about
it. I'll
walk over and take a look
at
it and maybe give you an idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So. That's a big, just a big picture. Also, I wanted to mention to Brian, especially, that if you want your packet, your paper packet, they're available on Fridays in Shree's office with your agenda and papers, et cetera.
I get an email. So we'll save a tree.
Okay. That is all I have under that. Shree, anything? Any mail and or emergency business? Okay. So we will then.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
We have got to go do the quarterly jail report.
Oh, then we adjourn?
And then we will.
Okay, so let's make a motion to go check out the jail.
Okay. All right.
Hey, let's welcome Shree to her position.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Yay. Shree, welcome. I almost called you Joan once.
Bear with me.
You're going to do great.